Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Friday with me, Richard Jones. And as we close this week, two figures underline the current strength of the beef and sheep sectors. Firstly, that staggering 70,000 guinea sale of Charolais bull Bounceford Fernie underlies the confidence that cattle breeders have in the future of the beef industry. And secondly, at Lanark this week, Blackie Tup lambs averaged a massive £4,660 to top out at an amazing £60,000. That average up by £1,900 a head and an overall strong bull sales week at Stirling show that there is money about at last in those two sectors. But sadly, it's not yet filtering down to our pig producers. In other news, European farm ministers were yesterday discussing the impending ban on eggs from caged poultry on the 1st of January. John Daly, who is the Health and Consumer Policy Commissioner, faced huge criticism from the Agriculture Committee for being unable to say just how the EC intends to force member states to comply with the new rules. Richard Lockhead, speaking on behalf of Scottish producers, said the EC has failed to grasp the amount of damage that could be caused if other countries are allowed to export their eggs from caged birds to Scotland and the UK. Now, coming up tomorrow and Sunday right here in our own MFR patch is the Scottish National Ploughing Championships. The action takes place at Croft Crooney Farm by Tor, just off the A9, and there's plenty to see and do on both days. But behind the lighter-hearted side of the sideshows and trade stands, there's the serious business of representing Scotland at the World Championships, as Chairman Tom Lane tells us.
It's a big honour to represent Scotland in your country for to plough away. And Scotland doesn't have a lot of championships at things, and well, we do have one in the reversible champion. So.
And what's the ground like out at Croft Crooney?
It is absolutely tremendous. It is beautiful ground, and I think everybody should get a very fair chance.
And if you've never been to a ploughing match before, would you recommend this is a good place to start?
It's a great way to see that from the modern right to the old.
And amongst the ploughers over the weekend, you'll be able to see Andrew Mitchell Sr., current World Reversible Ploughing Champion. And we look forward to seeing you there if you can make it at Croft Crooney Farm Tour on Saturday or Sunday. But for me, that's it for this week. Back on Monday, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, with more MFR Farming.